Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here every Monday morning at 11 a.m. for This Week with Dr. T, our weekly news show. We have lots of guests, lots of authors, lots of timely topics that we talk about here on This Week with Dr. T at 11 a.m. Eastern Time every Monday morning. They are posted. They stay live. You can watch it at your convenience or whenever you find time. We hope that you will enjoy them because we've got great guests and we talk about really important things. By now, I also hope that you've joined our new membership, Tenpenny Prime. You have three educational programs that you get as a member every month. A topical white paper that I write that's usually somewhere between 15 and 20 pages long, a recorded presentation frequently on vaccines, but sometimes just on overall health, and then on the fourth Wednesday night of the month, that date is a little bit flexible, depending on the guest. We bring you the Ask the Expert session. So the topics are the topics each month are about a body system. We just went through in April the reproductive system. In May, we're going to be doing brain health and the central nervous system. So at the end of the month, I'm going to bring you. I just confirmed this. A dear friend of mine who's absolutely a brilliant neuroradiologist and an expert in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, Dr. Ted Fogarty, and he's going to be joining us as the Ask the Expert at the end of the month of May. And I'm telling you, the stuff that we spent an hour and a half on the phone talking, and all the things that he's going to be talking about that you can do to improve your brain health or to maintain your brain health is going to be just brilliant. So if you're a member, if you're a Tenpenny Prime member, that's part of your membership, is to participate with the Ask the Expert so that you can ask questions. He's going to do a presentation and then there'll be a Q&A at the end. They're usually about an hour and a half from 8 p.m. till about 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we can accommodate people on the West Coast. And then it's posted into your member portal. If you're not a member, you can join us by the Ask the Expert sessions are $49. You can get a link to join up for that, but it's so much less expensive to just be a member, and you can get a part of everything that we're doing every single month. You get special discounts, you get all kinds of things. So if you're not a member yet, please go to shoptenpenny.net, shoptenpenny.net. Hover over the membership tab and you'll read all about your benefits, all the different things that you can get that we work really hard to provide for you. And your monthly membership allows us to do so much free content for people that can't afford to become a member. And so we do daily podcasts at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We post every day on our Substack something for you to read. I write two Substacks, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, that are in-depth and detailed. And all that takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of human power. So your Tenpenny Prime membership, as on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, is really what keeps this boat going. We've decided that we're making 2025 the year of knowledge, empowerment, and action. And if you're already a member, thank you so much. Your continued support is great. And you can sign into your existing member log through drtenpenny.com. Now, with that, before I introduce to you today's special guest, who's another really good friend of mine and a returning guest for us, we're going to take a really quick break. Jeffrey Adams is here with us today talking about my chronic silver, all the different types of products that we have that are available to help with these crazy infections they keep springing on us, and also other things for pain and things that you will want to hear about. We will be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world,
We all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Jeff Adams is the visionary founder of Micronic Silver. Jeff is a self-made entrepreneur since age 18 when he overcame dyslexia and ADHD to establish a successful construction business. His life was transformed in 2007, meeting a biochemical engineer who introduced him to ionic silver, marking his journey into health innovation. Along with his business partner, Michelle, she and Jeff co-founded Micronic Silver and leveraging prayer and extensive research to develop a unique organically stabilized silver product. Their company, Nature's Miracle Silver Lining, is known for its effective, all-natural health supplements. He is determined to challenge misconceptions and misrepresentations about silver's property and its role in a person's quality of life. I wanted to have him on to explain all the different things that he has in his product line. And also, to talk about these crazy measles things that they're springing on us. And now we've got there's going to be pertussis outbreaks. And who knows what's going to come next. But I think that Micronic Silver and Jeff may have an answer for that. So, Jeff, welcome back. It's so good to see you today. Thank you so much for being on This Week with Dr. T.
Oh, Sherry, it's always a pleasure. Like you said, we've actually became very good friends over the last 2 years. So I look forward to working with you on your journey to educate people. What we're seeing now with a lot of these people that you've been friends with in these companies is that they are people that are interested in all natural health and getting the truth out. It's not always about their products or my products. It's about just informing them of taking back control of their health instead of giving it over to these big pharma.
You know, I think I'd like to start with a little bit of an education for our audience that may not have heard you when you were on our show on Morning Coffee. And, you know, we've talked at various other places. We've talked at conferences and things like that. I'd really think that it's a really good place to start with a little education about what makes Micronic Silver different than the other silver products that are on the market.
Yeah, so people are really familiar with colloidal silver. That was tended to be the one that most people were come into contact with first, and that's been around since 3000 BC. It's little particles of silver. It got notoriety during the plague, where the wealthy people weren't really dying. I think less than 0.25% died from the plague because they ate off of real silverware, and the silver would get in their system. And that's kind of where it started at getting popularity. Before 1926, silver was the number one prescribed antibiotic in the world. And that was a colloidal type of silver. Over the years, it kind of transformed into an ionic silver, which is a smaller, rather than a particle, it's a molecule. And then it went to nano silver, which is effective in what it does, but basically, those three types of silvers have limitations. They're reactive, they're unstable, they react with light, heat, temperature, barometric pressure. So it's an imperfect product that it works well for what it does, but it had some flaws. When I met this gentleman, this nuclear biochemical engineer in 2007, it started my journey on it. And I set out to make a stabilized type of silver, where if we could stabilize it, we can control it, we could tune it to different disease states, we could be guaranteed that the product is always going to react the same in different environments. And we were able to do that with a lot of prayer and research. You know, God's been part of this journey. In 2019, he told me to give away my construction company, and I'm supposed to be doing this. And being obedient, I followed him. I met you the day I opened my company, as a matter of fact. I don't think you can ask for more of a sign from God than that. And also with Judy Mikovits, I met her at the same time. Realized the power of what we had with the Micronic Silver. It's different in its form and function than the colloidal, the ionic, and the nano silvers. Those are all made the same, two electrodes in water, alternating current, depending on the arc. The deeper the arc, the smaller the particle or molecule. When we made the Micronic Silver, we started out making ionic silver and then continued our journey on stabilization. And we were able to do it, but we had to adapt the way that we made it. It's not just two electrodes in water. Ours is a three-step process. We restructure the water, changing the hydrogen bond angles of the water, creating, you know, more oxygen molecules in the product, like, you know, eight oxygen molecules versus, 28 oxygen molecules versus eight in the water itself. And then we created a way of taking apart the ion and reformulating it, putting it back together where it creates a kind of ozone in itself, stabilizing itself. So now we don't have the drawbacks of normal colloidal, ionic, and nanosilver. Those silvers are strictly a sublingual delivery, means absorbed under the tongue. And then when you swallow those silvers, they hit the stomach acid, creating silver chloride, destroying the silver. So it was really just that sublingual function. And those silvers were really good at fighting bacteria, fungus, and viruses. They stayed active in the body for 6 to 8 minutes and then start precipitating, would get washed down through the lymphatic and waste system. They were good. They would actually disrupt the chemical lung of the single cell organism in a type of suffocation. They would hit it with an ionic charge, killing the bacteria, fungus, or virus. And then that silver was trapped in that dead cell, would get washed out through the lymphatic and waste system. When we formulated the Micronic silver, we didn't set out exactly to have it function the way it did. We just wanted to stabilize silver. But what we realized is when we created the Micron, it's a subatomic particle with extremely high atomic mass. And we ended up having a silver that's not destroyed by the stomach acid. So not only was it sublingual, it's also an ingested delivery, means it's a two-mode delivery in this system. But it was about the stability that our product stays active in the body for 8 to 10 hours, not 6 to 8 minutes. Which is a big deal when you're trying to eradicate stuff, but also for general health. So you can use the Micronic silver as a preventative or as a therapeutic to take it when you're sick. And what we realized is, I believe it's the extracellular function of the Micronic silver that works outside the cell versus inside the cell. So when it comes in contact with a bacteria, fungus, or virus, it steals the electron, pulling it through the cell wall, destroying it on contact, so making the Micronic silver really antiseptic in its function also, so nothing can become immune to it. You can't get the MRSA and stuff because it doesn't have time to adapt to the Micronic silver. And we've seen that the unique function of the Micronic silver is it doesn't harm good bacteria, where colloidal, ionic, and nanosilvers, there are some good bacteria that it will destroy. So you have to do acidophilus or some kind of prebiotic or probiotic to offset for the bacterial eradication, where with the Micronic silver, it doesn't do that. The milk fat layer protein around the good bacteria does not allow the Micronic silver to steal the electron. So we've seen just great results where other silvers have failed.
Wow, you talk so fast. So, that was a lot to take in. I think you answered the question I had in my mind at the very last thing you said, was how does Micronic silver not kill off the good bacteria? And maybe answer that a little bit slower.
Well, the other silvers are nondescript in their function. They disrupt the chemical lung of the single cell organisms in a type of suffocation. You have good bacteria that's single cell organisms too. Because it's absorbed and pulled into the cell, it's the communication grid that allows it to enter. With the Micronic silver, because it's extracellular, it actually steals and pulls the electron through the cell wall, killing it on contact for bacteria, fungus, or virus. The good bacteria is different than bad bacteria. Good bacteria has a milk fat layer protein that does not allow the Micronic silver, which is a water-based product, to steal the electron. It doesn't discharge the communication system and pull the electron or the silver into it. It actually pulls the electron out. And then an interesting fact about the Micronic silver also is that a micron is a form of an ion. So when it does steal the electron, it cannot hang on to the electron and injects it into the nearest thing, which is a blood cell, giving you energy. And then versus the colloidal silver, ionic or nanosilver, which gets washed out through the lymphatic and waste system, the Micronic silver becomes reactivated when it loses the electron into the blood cells, and ours goes after the next bacteria, fungus, or virus in a rapid fire effect for about 8 to 10 hours.
That's a lot of chemistry. And where have you researched all of this? Have you come to all these conclusions?
Well, the original gentleman that I met was a nuclear biochemical engineer. He was one of eight in the world, self-proclaimed, and he did a lot of the research and function on how the micronic silver works differently. We have had other doctors take a look at it. We've had obviously Judy Mikovits has done a deep dive on the product, but we have Dr. Richard Gamboa. His one of his students was the top alchemologist in the world. He's done a deep dive on the micronic silver, and actually noted that under a microscope, it looks different than any other silver on the planet that he's ever seen.
Interesting. Does micronic silver, the big buzzword these days that is about parasites. In fact, I'm kind of to the point where everybody thinks that parasites cause everything, including, turning your hairs, from gray to from brown to gray, and parasites make the sun rise in the east. I mean, it's become like everything is, oh, it's all caused by parasites. Does micronic silver address the parasite issue?
Well, I think there's not a level of understanding or consensus on parasites around the medical community. The definition of a parasite is anything that stops the cell from uptaking oxygen. It can be a bug, it can be a gas, it can be a liquid, it can be a solid. So I think the confusion there is everybody views a parasite as a little bug. And they start out as single cell organisms. So in the early stages, and quote, if you would call it a larvae stage of it, the micronic silver would actually help with the body's eradication of those. But the bigger thing is that when a cell stops uptaking oxygen, a lot of disease states can get in. You become acidic. Oxygen is the ultimate purifier in the blood and body. There's really no disease that can live in a full oxygen, ozone, or alkaline state. So people are trying to contribute everything, and it tends to be somebody has a product that's an anti-parasitical and going, well, this is an, you have to take this because it's a bug. I think several things can be true, and I've had some conversations with John Richardson about cancer, where I view it as a fungus, he viewed it as a parasite, and we would have kind of just a little disagreement on it. And then when I come to the realization that it can be both things at one time, because of a definition of a parasite is anything that stops a cell from uptaking oxygen. I view it that the only single cause of cancer in the world is when a cell stops uptaking oxygen. Because there's no disease state that can live in an oxygen environment. So if you can kill the bacteria, fungus, virus, parasite, whatever it is inside that cell can revert back to a healthy cell, and then you can get over the condition that you have versus going through chemotherapy and killing all of your cells and hoping you have enough healthy ones to survive. So that's kind of the perspective I've taken on it. And I believe it to be right.
Well, that's really good because that's going to be a big question that's going to come up after the fact. We're going to get a lot of questions about that, and we have, I just wanted to check on a couple of things here. If you we because we've done there's four docs. It was not the regular five docs, but there are four of us: me, Dr. Jason Dean, Dr. Jeff Wolfman, and Dr. Christiane Northrup, and Dr. Lee Merritt. I have done two webinars now on parasitism. And parasitism is sucking the life out of you. It's more than just a physical bug that you may see from doing a parasite cleanse or a colonic or something like that. And it was called parasitism. The first one we did was in January, Parasitism, the Plague of Our Time and What to Do About It. And then we did a second one called Parasitism and the Brain. And both of those are available if you go to shoptenpenny.net over the education tab that you'll find the past webinars and things that we've done. So that's really, really important to think about. And then we also have a product called Parashield that I love that stuff. I mean, I've been, t I you take a drop, it's supposed to be, they say 10 drops on your tongue or under your tongue twice a day, or you can put it in water. Well, I did the 10 drop thing and I figured out that 10 drops is a dropper full. So now I don't have to count the 10 drops and I just do a dropper full twice a day and hold it in my mouth for maybe a minute or so. It tastes like cloves. It's got cloves in it. So it's got cloves and walnut shell and all the things that kill off the parasites. And man, you're supposed to take it 3 weeks on when we cough. And that kind of, allows the parasites to recycle. If you're really talking about parasitic bugs, and if you go to, I believe it's we will put this in the show notes, but it's if you go to DRT Shield, I believe, is the link. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/drtshield. You can get your first bottle for $15. And it's made a big difference in my GI tract, and I'm probably about 2.5 weeks into it. And I really like the flavor. I really like the flavor of it, because a lot of times those parasite things are just rank. And that's one of the good things about your Micronic Silver, too, is that it has no flavor. It has no taste. And sometimes other silver products that I've used, they have that little bit of metallic taste in your mouth when you leave it off. But Micronic Silver doesn't do that. And it comes in a bottle. It comes in a spray. It comes in a gel. It comes in all sorts of things. And I give it to my dog. You know, my little love of my life, Tegan. He'll be 9 years old. And for the last 2 years, he's worn a little doggy diaper every day, because I've never been able to completely house train him to stop marking on things. I mean, he doesn't just pee on stuff. He just, you know, he's a boy and he marks. And so he wears this. And so after a while, he gets a little bit of, I think a little bit of urethritis, because you can tell that he just wants to go outside more frequently. And I don't think it's because he just wants to go outside. So I put a little bit of the silver in his water, and it's solved everything. So you can use it for animals too. Can you take it when, can you give it to babies? What about when you're nursing, when you're pregnant? What about those things, Jeff?
Yeah, it's shown to be completely safe. We've had pregnant mothers take it. We actually have mothers that use the topical healing spray on their babies for diaper rash. And they said mid-scream, baby can be screaming. They spray it as soon as the bottom, the baby stopped crying. It works really well. Again, a lot of that stuff is bacterial, you know, especially when it has to do with urine. We have it in some elderly care homes now. They're starting to use it for bed sores.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah. We're working with, and respiratory issues too. We actually, when you said the dog with the diaper, I've got a little Minpin who's about 9 pounds. And like you said, he's a boy. He marks everything, you know, guy. I think it's a male thing. I don't know if it's actually a species thing. I think we have to claim our territories. thank God we're developed enough where we're not peeing on things. That'd be kind of embarrassing. He likes to run around and pee on things. So we have the diapers, the belly bands that go on them. And we actually spray his underside every day with the topical healing spray, so he doesn't get the rashes and stuff. Because, you know, if I'm gone all day or Michelle's gone all day, you know, he runs around the house, you know, and that diaper can get quite soaked when they're claiming the furniture and they're claiming the Christmas tree and they're claiming anything that you put on the floor.
That's funny. You know, I've said this a couple times. I was going to contact, this might be helpful to you or not. And it may be helpful to our audience if you've got a little dog, particularly a male dog. They have them for females too, but for a little male dog, for these doggy diapers that I came across, because I love them. I could be a spokesperson for this company. I buy them off of Amazon. Let's see. I just pulled it up on my screen here. They are called Honey Care All Absorbable Male Dog Wrap. And they have them in all sorts of sizes, extra small, small, all the way up. And you just stick it underneath them and you wrap it around. And there's a little Velcro thing that's going on the top. So it just goes around them. And it is so absorbable, Jeff. I mean, it's also, it's almost like a human diaper that it really absorbs, so that even when, if I've been gone all day and and he's peed and it's really pretty full, if you touched it, it doesn't feel wet. It absorbs it that much. So it's called Honey Care All Absorb Male Dog Wraps. There's 50 in a bag, and I, you know, get them. And I it sounds silly talking about your doggy diapers, but I'm telling you, they have been a lifesaver to me and, you know, to my dog. And I had other ones initially. I tried some from Amazon. I tried various ones, and they were sort of harsh and they weren't very absorbable. These are super soft. He's got them on all the time. He actually seems to like to have them on. So it might be a product that you might want to try with your animal. And for those that are listening, if you've got that issue, it might be something that is really good. It started with my dog sitter, actually, that, you know, Melissa was saying, I can't have him marking all over my house all the time. So I'm going to just try this and see how it works. And it's been like a gift. It's been like a gift of God. It keeps him happy. It keeps me happy. Keeps my dog sitter happy. Keeps my house happy. It's all the way around. And it's $18 for a box of 50. And I just happened to be looking at it on my Amazon account. So you can try to get that. But that was a really good idea about spraying that silver on. because when I take him to get him groomed, if the groomer uses a razor, he gets kind of like a razor burn underneath there. That spray is really, really good. What are some of the other uses for the silver that we've talked about, bacterial and viruses, maybe fungus? What other types of uses have you seen for use it for?
Well, the topical healing spray, we actually spray our meats and vegetables with it because it'll kill Salmonella and E. coli. So we use it as a fruit and vegetable wash, especially with the greens because, Salmonella, that's usually lettuce that people get sick from, but also for chicken. So we'll spray that before we cook it, let it sit for a few minutes. Well, the topical spray, I spray in my eyes. I have allergies, so along with the dog, I've got a pet deer named Maxine. She's a white-tailed deer. She's been with us for 16 years. If I pet her and I touch my eyes, I'll get the allergies, the sneezing and the itching, and I just spray it right in my eyes, and on contact, the itching and burning goes away. We've had people use it for styes. Just again, spray it right in the eyes, and on contact, you don't feel the sty. Conjunctivitis, so pink eye, usually in about 6 hours is gone. We've had people for skin issues. It's really neat. So we have our dietary supplement, which is one you take internally, and then we have the topical healing spray. Most companies just stick a sprayer on their dietary and say, okay, we got a topical one. We actually make our topical one twice as strong because of the amount of evaporation versus penetration. So we're like, this making it stronger, you're going to get the full effect. And we've seen with not only with shingles, but psoriasis, that when you take it topically and internally, you sandwich the bacteria. It can't retreat into the system. The outbreaks don't get worse, and you actually help the body to get rid of the condition itself. So that's something that's really come on, especially since the plandemic, I'll call it. We've seen people getting shingles 4 and 5 times, which is really odd because normally it was one time and then they're done with it. Also for respiratory issues, I have asthma, had it since I was a kid, and because I had the construction company, I'm always around, unsterile environments, and I was using my rescue inhaler about 8 times a day. And when COVID hit, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to start nebulizing with this because I was worried about getting COVID. And after about a month, I don't use my rescue inhaler at all anymore. Michelle's seen the same thing. She was an asthmatic. We have many, many customers that have told us the same thing. When they nebulize with the dietary supplement over the course of a month, their asthma seems to be getting better. And I believe it's a function of the silver that was discovered by Dr. Bob Beck, or Robert Beck, in 1986 on regrowing limbs for the federal government for the military. He found that in the right types of silver, it'll correct cellular malfunction. So I think it's actually repairing the tissue in the lungs.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of times asthma is, it can be a combination of an internal irritant or an external irritant. The external irritant, like you said, is pets and pollen. And this is the time of year where you see a lot of that with pets and pollen and grasses and the trees are blooming out here, like all across the country. So nebulizing that, I think it cuts down on the inflammatory reaction of the pollens and things that are in your lungs. And also, if you've had any vaccines or shots or you're on any medications, those are internal inflammatory things that it can neutralize in the lungs, in addition to healing. So I really encourage anybody, this is the time of year, if you are, this is the time of year that you are starting to see, spring allergies that are coming out, to get your Micronic Silver. And we'll have a link on the show for this because we're an affiliate with Jeff's company because we just so adore him and love his product. And so it's and he's graciously, if you use the affiliate code DRT, that you will get 15% off on your order with him. And there's all kinds of things. There's sprays and topical. It comes in a bottle that and it also comes with a spray. Tell people and so if you use that, it's micronicsilver.com, micronicsilver.com, and you can go through the whole catalog, the whole product line there. And if you use DRT at the checkout, you'll get 15% off of your order. And Jeff's always available for questions, and they've got great customer service and all those things that you really need. Tell people a little bit about the topical gel, because that gel is just magical. I mean, anytime you get a cut, a scrape, a burn, anything like that, acne, you can use it with acne. Tell people about the gel that you have.
Now, that is actually the only product in our lineup that does not have silver in it. So that is 100% ozone trapped in a Lee Europa oil. So I believe we're the only people that can actually do that because of the process that we came up with. So normally around 60% penetration of ozone, it destroys the plant or the oil. And we come up with a way with trapping 100%. So ozone is what you smell after a lightning strike. So I tell people we've actually caught lightning in a bottle with this stuff. It's amazing on soft tissue. Wounds and injuries for pulled muscles, that kind of thing, for skin issues. Ozone is the second most potent purifier known to man. It turns carbons to water and oxygen. So it destroys these pathogens. And a lot of times when you have skin issues, there's a pathogen, again, a bacteria, fungus, or virus on the skin. Ozone purges it. And what it does is oxygen is O2, ozone is O3. So you always hear, oh, it's a noxious gas. Well, it's an activated oxygen. When ozone hits a carbon, it actually gives up that single nascent oxygen molecule, which destroys whatever it hits and it reverts back to water and oxygen. Now, the reason they say it's a noxious gas is because, much like when you go to, let's say, Denver, Colorado, you go in the mountains, it's harder to breathe, because it's pure oxygen. That's what happens when you go into a room with ozone. It gets a little bit uncomfortable. I'm in a rooms all day long with ozone doing our stuff. I can walk in a full ozone environment and be fine with it. It doesn't distress my lungs out anymore. It did when I first started doing it. I was a little worried. But we've seen so many benefits that Aliazone is the salve you're talking about. It's part of our actually silver bullet kit, which we sell as everything you need in your medicine cabinet. It's got the topical, it's got the topical spray, the dietary, it's got the Micronic nasal spray, it's got the Aliazone, and then it's also got a combination of the Aliazone with silver called Silvazone, which is a super hydrating for softening the skin and working on arthritis and joint pain, which is it's really incredible. And the liaison can be a little harsh on some people's faces. Like I was out in construction, so I can put it on my face. Michelle's fair skinned. It causes her skin to break out. It pulls toxins out. So she uses a Silvazone more because it's only 30% of the ozone and 60% of the silver. And again, she's seen so many great things. People ask her. We go out to eat or something, they're asking her for her license to, like, wow, you look so young. I'm not allowed to give out her age, so I'm not even going to attempt that one. But the Aliazone has been one of our best sellers. If you get a sunburn, you can put it on the sunburn, and the area where the burn is, it'll be cool to the touch immediately. It pulls the heat out of it. Any burn, it'll pull the heat out. It'll soothe the nerves. It'll detoxify and purify the skin. Again, it's our sport and injury cream, is what we kind of say. When I tore my rotator cuff in four places, nighttime was horrible. I'd go to bed, you'd roll over just in agony. So I'd put it on my shoulder, and literally in 8 to 10 minutes, I would sleep through the night. It would take at least 80% of the pain away.
Slow down a little bit because you talk really fast and tell
Sorry.
people again what the product is and maybe even spell it so that when they go out to your website, when you go to micronicsilver.com and you are looking for this amazing cream that has the ozone in it, which one are they supposed to get? And say it a little bit slower, please.
Okay, that is our Aliazone. So
Okay.
it is ozone trapped in Aliyah Europa oil. So it's called Aliazone, Oleazone. And
Nice.
it's just a little 1 ounce jar. And that little 1 ounce jar lasts
Last
people
forever.
a year. I mean, you
Or
the size of
more.
the head of a Q-tip will do your whole shoulder. It's amazing how far it goes. And we've actually had dentists that are using it now. When they pull a tooth out, they will pack the Aliazone in the vacated cavity, and they're not getting dry socket. They're not getting infections. We never intended it for that, but we're getting people that are finding out that this stuff works, and they're going, "Hey, I've used it for this. I've used it for that." I had a friend of mine whose dog bit down on a stick, and the stick went into the upper gum and down in the bottom gum, and for 3 days the dog wasn't eating, and they said the breath smelled horrible, and they're getting ready to take it to a vet, and Rick was in the swimming pool and the dog came up face to face and he's seen the stick stuck in there. It was all swollen, smelled horrible. So he was able to pull a stick out and he called me and said, "What do we do?" I said, "Well," I said, "A, I would put the Aliazone, if you can have the dog open his mouth, if you can do it, spread it all over there and then spray him with the Micronic Silver and then put the Micronic Silver in the dog's drinking water, about a teaspoon a day." And literally the next day, they said the dog started eating his food. The gum seemed to be healed. The breath, the bad breath went away almost instantly. The ozone will destroy all the bacteria for bad breath. It was probably about an hour. He said that the dog's breath was sterile. So again, we're seeing more and more things as our customers use our products and get comfortable with them. They're trying them on all things we've never even thought of.
Wow. That's just absolutely amazing. Well, today we're talking with Jeff Adams, and his company is mychronicsilver.com. And we're learning all sorts of things that you can use this with. If you go to mychronicsilver.com and place your order, put DRT in the code, you'll get 15% off. Great service, great and great shipment. We're going to take a really quick break. We will be right back. There's more to come.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Jeff, you have other products too. You have something for pain. And I think that you also started like a shampoo line or something like that.
Yeah. So because we stabilized the Micronic Silver,
first.
What's that?
Let's talk about the pain products first.
Okay. Now I'm excited. We're getting so many testimonies. That is the product that I introduced you to in Atlanta. That is our Arcanum 1200. And that product is silver, ozone, hemp, and CBD. And it's from a Delta 8, not a Delta 9. So the Delta 8 is the medical grade that doesn't make you feel high. It's the one for the body. The Delta 9 is for the mind. The Delta 9, all these gummies you see, the Delta 9 makes you not care about being in pain, where the Delta 8 works on the nicotine receptors in the cannabinoid system, which control pain and inflammation in the body. And we were able to team that up with our silver and ozone. And it's been amazing. We've had so many people go, oh, I've tried every CBD product. Nothing works on me. You know, I've been in pain for a long time. And literally they take that product and usually within about 20 to 30 minutes, the pain is drastically reduced, if not totally gone. And I believe you had that same experience when we were in Atlanta.
I did. I was, Jeff and I were at a conference. We were both speaking at a conference. We were sitting in the back row, which is always me. I've been a back row sitter since I was in kindergarten. I don't like people behind me. And so we were sitting back there, and on one of the breaks, I went to get up, and I had this really bad pain in my back that I've had ever since I had the stroke. And I got up to kind of gimp around, and like maybe the first three or four steps is really, really painful. And then I can keep on walking and it seems to be, you know, it's tolerable. It can be okay. And Jeff said, well, let me give you something. Let me see if this will work. So he gave me his bottle of the Arcanum 1200 and I took and took the dose, which I'll have you repeat in just a minute. I took the dose of what he said. And within 30 minutes, I was pain free. I had no pain. And it's been really, really helpful because the pain is pretty much gone now from my body. Thankfully, a prayer healer helped me with that pain. But it's still occasionally when I go to bed at night, it's still a little bit ouchy if I've done a lot of extra work or extra exercise during the day. So I'll take a dropper full of that before I go to bed and I just sleep like a baby. Tell people how they know what the appropriate dose is for that Arcanum 1200.
Because CBD is accumulative in the body, it's difficult to say there's one dose for everybody. Mm-hmm. So what we tell them to do is you do a quarter dropperful under the tongue and you wait 15 minutes, no water, 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after, and you gauge how your pain is. And then, you know, if you need to take another quarter dropper, you do that pretty much till the pain's gone over the next hour or so. And then if it's a half a dropper or if it's a three quarters dropper, that'll be your dosage every time. Now, because CBD is accumulative in the body, the more that you use it, the less you should need to take because you're building back up the cannabinoid system with the CBD in there. And it's very, very low THC. It's less than 0.03%. And we've seen, like my partner Michelle, we actually made it for her because she had autoimmune. And she was in 25 years. Every morning she said she felt like she's hit by a truck. And nothing really seemed to work for her except one CBD product that was very, very expensive. And she'd have to take like four dropperfuls to have a 50% reduction. So we actually developed the Arcanum for her, and it worked amazing. I mean, it was literally, I think she takes a full dropper, and in 20 minutes, her pain's gone. But she has celiacs, so the gluten really bothers her. And she found out that, if she manages her diet well, which she does extremely well, but a lot of times restaurants, they don't get the cross-contamination thing. I mean, literally, she cannot touch a plate that's had bread on it and her body inflames. It's almost like a peanut allergy or a seafood allergy with a person where just a fraction of it touched and boom, she blows up. But she did notice if she takes a quarter dropper a day, she doesn't have the flare-ups.
Wow.
And that's because of the accumulative factor in the body. And that's actually what led us to the shampoo and conditioner, because she cut her diet out of gluten 100%, and she's like, I still just am better, but I don't feel 100%. And then we realized almost 90% of shampoos, conditioners, and bar soaps have gluten as a binder to hold everything together. So we actually made our Micronic shampoo and conditioner that's gluten free, and it has no chemicals in it. I mean, we made sure that even the paraffin in it is from like a beeswax. And the polyglycol is a plant-derived all natural polyglycol. So, and then people get confused. Well, it's got polyethylene glycol. No, that's polyester. No, that's man-made. Polyglycol is plant-derived. And there's so we're working with trying to educate people on the fact that science or big pharma is really good at taking names of stuff and putting stuff in it and try to make it seem natural. So when you talk about the apricot seeds, which have cyanite in it, which every seed has cyanite in it because they grow under the soil where there's fungus, the cyanite is used to kill the fungus so that the plant survives. Well, our scientists, they made cyanide, which is synthetic and deadly. It causes your body to convulse so violently that you actually just shatter your spine. So they equate, so when people are said, don't take the apricot seeds, it's got cyanide in it. No, it's got cyanite in it, which is the amygdalin, which actually helps against cancer. So this is why I'm really glad that people like you are educating people, is because we've been lied to and manipulated so much by the powers that be. And I don't believe it's everybody that's that way, but Big Pharma's gotten to the point where they give all the grants to the doctors and all the scholarships for doctors to become doctors. They're not scientists who get on a microscope and look at things anymore. They open a book and they just diagnose and prescribe. And they're weeding out the true professional doctors like yourself that are like, I want to know everything. I want to know why this does this. You're not just a doctor, you're a scientist. You ask why every single step of the way. And this is what I've noticed. The brilliant people, the only question they ever ask is why? Why does this do this? Why, if I introduce this, does it react this way? Why does this do this? And we don't see that in a lot of the new doctors coming out. They're just open a book and go, oh, this is what you have. And I had a perfect example of that about a year ago with a gentleman. He was a sports commentator, and his doctor said he had shingles. So I sent him some of our product that always works on shingles. And after a week, he goes, it's not working. I'm like, well, then you don't have shingles. He's like, no, my doctor said it's shingles. And he said, my leg's all swollen and red. And I said, take a picture of it. And he took a couple pictures. He sent it to me. I was like, you need to get to a hospital right now. You've got cellulitis. That's a blood infection. That's why it wasn't working. He said, no, my doctor, she said it was shingles. I was like, your doctor's wrong. I said, go to the hospital. Go now. I mean, his whole leg from his hip was bright red and swollen. He
Wow.
went to the hospital, ended up being in there a month. They said a couple hours later, and he probably would have died. But it's the lack of inquisition, asking why, that I believe is the driving factor that's giving a lot of misinformation. I don't think that a lot of these people, whether they're doctors or scientists, are bad people. I think that it's kind of like Google. You get on there, and the first thing comes up, you go, okay, that's what it is. They don't delve deep into it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I just read yesterday that some of the large journals are getting notifications from the Trump administration about their being questioned because of their bias. And the response to this was to the New England Journal of Medicine.
And the response was, well, everything that we have in here is peer reviewed, and you want us to pay attention and give credence to all of this stuff that has the conspiracy theories behind it and no science and lack of evidence for any alternative approaches. And you want us to be publishing things like that. Yes. Because, your peer-reviewed process is just nonsense. And it's so interesting because the public thinks peer review is the gold standard cornerstone of everything. And all peer-reviewed is a big panel of doctors that says, okay, if I approve your article, when I write mine, you'll approve mine. It's a bunch of back-scratching stuff. And I'll say this, I'll tell you this story really quickly. I've told it several times. This was years ago, probably. I may have still been just out of medical school at that time, but I read it and I'll never forget it. They did a study where they took a they created an article, a research article on a pharmaceutical drug, and every single thing in that study was pristinely correct. All the math, all the calculations, all the everything, the correct peer groups, everything was 100% correct. And so they submitted to peer review, and of course they got all these accolades for such a great study, and it was immediately approved. They took that same identical study and did a word search and took out the name of the pharmaceutical drug and put in a word for an herbal product. It's the only thing that was changed. And it was chopped up and torn down and said it was bad research and the math was all wrong and nothing was right. And when I read that article about that, and this was maybe 20 years ago at least, I've never ever forgotten that, about the bias of peer review and about the that it really isn't what it's all cracked up to be. But doctors think it's great, and the public is like, well, if it's not peer reviewed, it doesn't have any validity. And to me, the scam of peer review is really real and really big. Well, we've got,
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
there was a Dr. Lauren Day, who was a phenomenal researcher, spoke all over the world. The AARP was all, I mean, everything she did, they published. And she developed breast cancer. And she had a tumor the size of a baseball between her breasts. And she chose to go all natural. She did enemas, she did all natural treatments. I think they'd given her a couple of months to live. And she had actually cured herself with cancer with all natural remedies. I think she did the Young Protocol, the PH Miracle book she read, and cured herself with cancer. The AARP took her name off of every article. They labeled her a quack in the medical community. So this is one of the most touted research doctors that were out there at the time. I think this was about 20 years ago. So if you look up Dr. Lauren Day and you read her thing, she was touted as the expert. Traveled around the world, speaking engagements, paid a lot of money, and she could not get a speaking engagement after that because she did it naturally. And that's what we're seeing. In the journals of medicine before 1965, there was 5,000 references to silver in the journals of medicine. Now there's less than 100. And
Oh, wow.
this is how bad they are. So they don't allow testing with silver in human trials, only petri dishes, because it works with your immune system. It works with the white blood cell, which creates an organic type of hydrogen peroxide, which kills bacteria, fungus, or virus. And they will not allow it to be tested in humans. Well, why wouldn't they allow it to be tested in human, especially if before 1926 it was the top prescribed antibiotic in the world? That's because Big Pharma would have no defense against the research, and they want to crush it. When I invented Micronic Silver, and by the way, Micronic is spelled Micronic for people that want to go online. I inquired about getting it certified as a medicine. The first thing they said is you need to cut a check for $24 million before we allow any testing on your product.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's fine. Just don't cash it. I'll cut the check. You can have it, but don't cash it. But that's what we're dealing with. And you as a doctor, so if somebody comes to you with scurvy, which is a vitamin C deficiency, so lemons, limes, or oranges would work, and you wrote them a prescription for a lemon, a lime, or an orange, you would use your medical license. You'd lose it for prescribing an unauthorized medicine, even though that'll take care of the condition. And I think that's what a lot of us are fighting out is, just give us the truth. You lied through us with the pandemic and what that was. We're adults. We can handle bad news. We can adjust, but give us all the information and let us make educational decisions based on ourselves and our children, not what you want to manipulate us to do.
Absolutely. It's so true. And, you know, and that's why we go to conferences, we meet friends, we find all kinds of great products that we bring back to our friends and family and our patients. And my chronic silver has just hit the mark on so many different things. So as we close out with our time here today, one more time, Jeff, tell people what your website is and how they can find you.
Yeah, it's mychronicsilver.com, or mychronicsilver.net. We have them both. My chronic is spelled MICRONIC. The silver bullet kit's been flying off the shelf. It is literally everything you need in your medicine cabinet. It's got the nasal spray. It's got stuff for pain. It's got the immune boost stuff, and it lasts a long time. It is highly effective. Our average customer order is under an office visit with the doctor, and our products have about a 10-year shelf life. So if you don't use them right now, they can sit on your shelf and you can use them, unlike most pharmaceuticals, which have a relatively short expiration date.
Very good. And if you use our affiliate code DRT at checkout, after you get all of the products that you need. And you know, this is a really good time of year to think about this. I mean, it's coming up on Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations, as kids go off to college, you want to things that they want to have in their, you know, in their kit in the fall, you know, to take to school if for allergies or for if they get a cut or something like that, or they hurt themselves, like Jeff was talking about his sore shoulder, you know, and things. So this is a really good time to stock up. And like he said, they'll last for a really long time. So it's not like you're going to get it. And if they don't use it, it's going to go to waste because it's going to be around for a really long time. So we appreciate everybody being here today. This is a little bit different type of this week with Dr. T than what we usually do. But because of the timing and the things that are coming out with spring allergies, with going to school, with graduations, with all these different things, I just thought it was a really important time to bring this product to the forefront and showcase it and allow you to get a great product, get a whole medicine cabinet full of the best things that are non-toxic and not going to be a problem. So with that, I want to close out with Jeff. I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, we're a big fan of you and big fan of my chronic silver. So we hope that people will take advantage of your generosity. And as we close out today, I want to say a special thanks to everyone who's our Tenpenny Prime members. Again, if you are not a member and you want to join us, if you go to shoptenpenny.net, shoptenpenny.net, hover over the membership tab, you'll see all the benefits that you get. If you go to that same website and you hover over the education tab, you will see all the live events and educational products that we have, including my new book, which is Zero Accountability in a Failed System: How Big Pharma Weaponizes Vaccines, Public Health, and the Law. And so make sure that you get a copy of my book. You will like it. Everybody I've talked to so far says that they really like giving me great feedback on it so far. If you like my writing style from my Substacks, you will like the writing style in this book. And again, it's called Zero Accountability. And the best way to find it really right now is to just go to either drtenpenny.com/zero, or you can just go to Amazon and put in zero accountability, comma, Tenpenny, and it'll take you right to the page. So with that, I want to thank everybody again for being here. And I'm going to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will not let you down. Jeff, thank you so much for the generosity of your time. Thank you for such great products and such education. And to everyone else, have a great week. We'll hope to see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. with Happy Hour with Dr. T, and on Wednesday with Morning Coffee, which is our live event. If not, we will see you next week, same place, same time, at This Week with Dr. T. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good week, and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out: Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny Podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.